Good morning, 6:34. Cold as balls.
And to make it snow, to make it cold, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit.
I'm going to put it out there.
What's that?
I'm going to put it out there. I understand. There's a lot of businesses that have to be open. There's some things that just have to be open. But if you're a boss and you don't have to be open and you're making your employees go to work, you're a real piece of garbage.
No, good for you.
No, why?
Good for you. No, make them work.
Why?
Because.
Put people's lives in danger?
No, put them to work.
You know what? I'm going home.
Good, go
home. You're doing the rest of the show.
Good. I'm doing all the work anyways.
Oh, Jesus.
Go home, you bum. Yeah.
I will.
Go home.
See how good the show is.
Go home.
You would make people go to work, wouldn't you?
Damn right I would.
Type of person.
I'd be like Lumberg.
You would be like Lumberg. You got to come in on the weekend.
Hey, Peter, what's happening?
What's happening?
I'm going to need you to come in tomorrow. I know the roads are cold, but I think if you leave early.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Okay.
See, I would just guilt you into it. I wouldn't tell you had to. Be like, I'd appreciate it if you came in tomorrow. We got a lot of things.
Hello, Peter.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah, dude, come on. If you have to go to work this morning, I am sorry. Sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. But we're going to try and help you get through your day. Remember, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Just don't care.
All right, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
3 Days Grace are nominated for 3 Juno Awards, Canada's version of the Grammys, including Group of the Year, Album of the Year for Outsider, and let's see. And there's another one in it. Anyway, the awards will be handed out March 17th in London, Ontario. Tool have changed the background animations on toolband.com, leading fans to believe that a new album may actually come out this year.
You know, if we just stop talking about it and stop acknowledging Tool, they're going to have to come out with an album because they're gonna feel left out. What are they talking about anymore?
They don't care anymore. That's a good point.
Just stop talking about it. Keep putting them in the news, you know?
It's like ignoring the hot chick.
Yeah.
If you ignore the hot chick.
Yeah, she'll come around.
She'll come around.
She'll sleep at night and think, what?
They not like me. They don't like me.
Oh, my God.
Not used to having.
Then they sleep with you.
Yeah, right.
Then you never talk to them again.
Tool.
Tool.
Just come out with your album, would you?
Please, for God's sakes. And Bring Me the Horizon will perform on Jimmy Kimmel Live on February 14th, which is pretty cool. Having a heavy band like that on mainstream television, I always like when I see that, man. Yeah. Lastly, Brian Johnson reportedly confirmed that he is back fronting AC/DC. Ooh! This is according to a Facebook post by the grindcore band Terrorizer. The band claims they ran into Johnson at an airport and asked him if it's true he's on the new AC/DC album. He said yes and that he's sick of denying it, Terrorizer wrote. There's no official word from AC/DC, but this comes after Johnson was photographed with the band at a Vancouver recording studio late last year.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Yeah, nice. I knew he'd come around.
He would. And it's the whole runaround with it, of course, it's another perfect example of how the news sources took it way out of hand.
Yeah.
He's back.
And again, why is it such a secret? You know, it's not like that's like the first time he's going to be in AC/DC. It's like, dude, just let people know.
It's
you know?
The same reason why Tool hasn't had an album in umpteen years, dude, and they've been teasing people. It builds suspense.
At this point, they're just trolling, though.
Yeah.
They're seriously just trolling us.
They think we're going to come out with a new album.
Morons. Morons. But yeah, so good news. New AC/DC up and coming. Tool, I guess we're one step closer to possibly knowing whether or not we may or may not have a new album.
At this point, it's just like, you know.
Whatever. Do it or don't.
Whatever.
Do it or don't. I don't care. All right, that's rock news. We'll be back.